It's 2 minutes gone past 12, and this is the chart station.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so excited. I mean, I'm a child. Someone's child, people's child. Yeah. So we are celebrating Children's Day today. I'm such a baby. Yeah, a grown one at that. Now, children are young and beautiful creatures. Yeah, just like a dog. And with your innocent smiles and carefree spirit, you know, they're still the hearts of many. Sometimes you just walk into a place and you see kids, you're like, ah, baby. You start saying things that originally you wouldn't want to say. You start acting like them, especially babies. Touch their cheeks, you know, the ones that are saying the things they say, blah, blah, blah. You join them. They're just so adorable. Little wonder, there is a day set aside to celebrate them. Children's Day, which is celebrated in Nigeria on the 27th of May annually, is dedicated to celebrating children all over the world and for adults to remember their childhood experiences. Because no matter how big you think you are, how serious you think you are as a person, trust me, you were once upon a time a child. So, hey, you have memories. Let's think. You didn't fall from heaven. You grew up. So, you were once a baby. Tonight, we'll be taking it all back and we'll be celebrating ourselves as people's children. We're adults now, but hey, we still have parents. Some of us still do. And even our parents, they still have parents, or some of them, yeah, they still have parents that are now our grandparents. So we'll be taking our time tonight to take it all back in time. So we'll be asking you to name your favorite children's story. Childhood memories. Remember that Benga asked me that. And I think mine should be first of my mom cooking. Do you know how tasking it is for you to think of what to eat?
That's one thing I hate about
it. It's mentally stressful. Sometimes I think, wait. When I now enter this thing called marriage, how do I cope? 365 days in a year, you think. In Nigeria, we don't even have food. If it's not swallow, it's rice. If it's not rice, it's beans or plantain. Or
yam. Was a timetable then.
Or what? Pasta.
There was a timetable then. I hated Saturdays because Saturdays was for beans.
Yeah,
Saturdays was for moimoi. Saturday was for akara.
Wait, no matter how you switch it, you do moimoi, you do beans, you do what, it's still the same thing. You might say, oh, okay, let me have vegetable soup, let me have ofen sala, let me have afang, it's still swallow. Oh, I'm having afang with fufu. Oh, I'm having ofe whatever with pounded yam. I am having okra soup with eba. Regardless, still swallow. Oh, let me switch things up. Let me do jollof rice. Oh, okay, tomorrow I'll do fried rice. Oh, next tomorrow I'll do rice and stew. I'll just do coconut rice or concussion rice. It's still rice. Okay, let me just mix beans and yam. Let me fry yam. Let me do this. It's still yam. We don't even have food. Like, we don't have varieties. So I think about this, I'm not even gonna lie, I just sit and I think, I'm like, oh, this is tasking. So, being an adult now, I mean, I think about things like this, but back then, it wasn't my problem. It wasn't my business. All I was bothered about was when to get home to eat. Someone was doing the thinking for me. So, yeah, I miss that a lot. And also, I miss existing without paying bills. Oh. Aside the serious ones, yeah. I miss growing up, you know, playing with friends, siblings, parents buying you stuff. It's just a lot to think of, yeah? But we'll be talking about this. And also, what childish things do you still do as an adult? You see this one? Ah, no, I can't embarrass myself like this. There's something I do. I am battling with this. It's more like a bad habit. I'm trying to change it. Really trying to. I don't know if you all still do this. So after after taking ice cream, I can't believe no, it's not just me. Trust me, we are plenty. After taking ice cream, let's say Cold Stone, please, what do you all do with the container? Do you trash it or you lick it? I'm not saying I do lick it or I trash it. I'm just asking you. That's one. And what's the other? Even after, you know, taking juice or something, what do you do? You don't like open a second hole like at the bottom, you know, they still settle like beneath the container, so you just trash it. Even when you hear the sound that, oh, okay, small seed inside, oh, you trash it, you don't open the bottom part of it. You don't do that. Ah, you must be very much. I'm not saying I do that as well. I mean, anyway, we'll be discussing this and more right after this break. Think about it. I'll be giving you time to think. So when we get back, trust me, it's going to be mind-blowing. You're going to hear stories today. And I have loads to share as well. And Vanguard too. Oh, my God, these people that are coming here, sit here and see. We all do these things. So think about it. What childish things do you still do as an adult? When we get back, we'll be discussing this. Adab Listening is my name, and this is the Chart Station. Coming up next is a song by Techno, and this one is called Woman. Welcome back to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment at the Chart Station, and Adab is this happy because she is a child. Yes, someone's child. Someone's baby, and you know how kids ought to be celebrated. So when you call the studio line today, remember that I'm a child. Treat me as one. Happy Children's Day to us. Happy Children's Day to beautiful kids out there. Kids like Adab Blessing. And you're someone's child. You're people's child as well. And if you have children, hey, today treat them specially. It's even Friday when they're back from school. Take them out, just treat them well. And ladies, hey, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that call your adult partners baby, prove to them today.
No, they just left the WhatsApp group.
They are babies.
Wow, someone is leaving the WhatsApp group. How many people just left?
Prove to them today that they are babies. Take them out, buy them gifts, celebrate them. I mean, you call them baby all the time. I mean, Benga, you're always on video call. Babe, it's a lie. It's the same thing. You call baby.
No.
Benga. I don't know.
You don't know. Maybe I'm saying babu.
I don't know if it's just one person you call babe or if there are plenty. But regardless of the numbers, I don't care. Treat them right today. Treat them as the baby.
Yeah, they call me baby too. If they treat me right out.
Yeah, they should.
He who treats
me right. Make the move first.
But definitely, I'll do my best.
Of course. And if you're... Okay, it's past 12. I mean, kids are asleep. It's 24 minutes gone past 12. If you're listening to me, you have somebody that is sucking your breast. That person is your baby.
Yes.
Treat that person like a baby. You can buy the person popcorn, you know, ice cream. Are you saying this out of experience? Anyway, Happy Children's Day. And to celebrate this, we're throwing it back, and we're asking you to name your favorite childhood memory. Favorite children's story, your favorite childhood memory. Feel free, remember, talk to us about it. And of course, what childish things do you still do as an adult? Benga, let me start with you. You stepped out that I was sharing mine, so you did not hear. So let me start with
you. Okay, childhood thing.
What childish things do you still do as an adult?
I sleep naked.
Oh, yeah. I don't think kids naked. I don't
way
think
back when
do.
I was my I got flogged a whole lot of times because of that.
Really?
Like,
why?
Go and wear your clothes. I'm like, I find myself like, even when I'm at home alone, I still do it. And they used to flog me back then, like, being like, stop this one. But I just can't. It's just difficult. Probably maybe when I get married, yeah.
You're gonna stop.
Maybe I'll stop. I'm not sure. And also,
I'm sorry to disappoint you. 18
midnight.
I don't think kids do that. They eat before 6 and then they sleep. They wake up by 5.
I wouldn't want to call this. Okay, how about, even though it's wrong, okay, but sometimes I still do it. All right. taking meat from the pot.
You were a bad child.
Yeah, I did that.
You were a bad child.
And even till now, I made my stew. I'll still tiptoe into my kitchen.
To steal.
To just pick the...
Not to pick, to steal.
Steal my own meat, yeah. You know? It's a bad thing, though. It's a bad thing, yeah. But those are kind of childish stuff that I used to do. And talking to myself.
You still do?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Okay.
You know, I do. But then you slap me. You shut up. You're talking to yourself.
What I do, yeah.
But till now.
After getting ice cream, you know the container? Instead of disposing of it, I lick it. I still do it, but of course not in public. Mm. I do it in my house.
And I enjoy eating with my hands.
Come on, adults choose that. You're too serious. If you play as a child.
Yeah, I guess. I enjoy eating with my hands. All right. Be like, Binga, stop it. You know, my mom.
So, what were you supposed to eat with?
No, as in bare hands.
Eating what?
Bare hands.
Eating what? Rice?
Either rice.
Eh?
Either rice with the spaghetti.
Rice. Bare hands.
I do that when I'm home alone.
Wow.
When I'm home alone. These are things, you said childhood stuff.
Yeah, that you still do.
That I still do. And I enjoy it. So that's why when I go out and I eat spaghetti with cutlery, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. But when I'm home alone.
Wow.
Hello. Really? I'm the only one in the house. So I think I can be a child when I'm inside the house either.
Mm. Okay.
No, but you know.
And I still fight for the last portion of food. If I'm eating with you,
Thief.
I struggle for that last portion. I'm like, Ata, you're an adult. Stop this. Anyway, I'll be telling you more, but I think we should hear from you at this time.
Yeah.
Studio line 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And ladies, dial the number 0146-57190. Hello? Hello?
Hello, mom.
Yes, Mr. Frank.
Oh.
Welcome.
Yeah, Chief. Good
morning. Good morning.
Hello, mom.
Mm-hmm.
We will start this somehow like this. You they call me baby.
Oh, wow.
Adisha. What are we?
You be gangster.
You
be gangster. Okay, Mr. Frank, let's get to the topic.
Not today, now. I'm your baby, isn't it?
Of course.
Thank God I have mommy. I don't have mommy today now.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do it?
Oh, that's true. I shot myself. Oh, I didn't know. Mr. Frank, we'll talk about this later. Let's do this later.
Yeah, I was coming.
I did not. Ah, you got me.
This my son. Do you know how many years this has been now?
No vex.
Uh-huh. So we'll talk it today again.
Yeah, later.
Today now that it's Children's Day.
Of course.
Okay, my phone now, you are postponing it.
No. I mean, later. Maybe after the show or something.
Are you promising?
We'll talk about that later. Please just get to the topic.
Are you promising me that we'll talk about it later?
I don't make promises.
You see, no problem. But you have to show people example of what you are saying.
Yeah, I know. I have so many kids.
And you're supposed to say something now so that people will hear it. It's not after now, they will say it's only me that you are giving. Whereas you are not giving me anything.
Mm. Okay.
Did you know one thing I know?
Tell us.
I used to do before.
Yeah.
In my letters. If I eat rice now, remain. Don't remove it.
Why?
I will still continue. I don't eat straight.
Okay.
If I eat half now, remain half. Something like 30 minutes or 1 hour, I will continue.
Are you serious?
Tell you.
You microwave it again, or you just...
Microwave it.
You eat cold food.
I like cold food more than... You see... like if I want to eat garri tomorrow now, early this morning now, because my morning food comes around 1 in the afternoon.
Oh.
If there is light, I will do that garri around 5, 6 before they will take our light.
Okay.
So that before that afternoon, it will turn like, it will be like afternoon. And if you eat remaining garri, if you have garri now, you leave it and you eat it tomorrow, eh? You will like it. For me, you will not like it, but for me, I will like it.
Okay, wow.
I don't like that hot garri. No, 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 I don't like it.
Mm.
And if you want to give me beans, make sure it is going to be once in a year.
You don't like beans?
I don't like it. If you want to give me yam, once in a year.
So what then do you eat?
If you cook beans and you want me to eat it,
yeah,
you will give me garri, sugar and salt.
Uh-huh.
And you put oil on top.
Oh, dear.
Eh?
I'm telling you.
Wait. Oil where?
Put this for me now. You put red oil on top of it.
Are you reading?
And you will give me garri. There will be sugar inside. There will be salt inside.
Oh,
if
wow.
possible, there will be granite inside. If you cannot do it, please hold your dish.
That's serious.
I will not ask you about it for the next 10 years or 5 years.
And you don't fall sick after that?
Sick. Even if I'm sick, if I finish eating it, I will get well.
Okay. And you still do that?
I'm trying to do it this year. I'm trying to do it because it's not easy now. Because I know that if I cook beef now and eat it that once, the remaining ones is solid.
Hmm.
Because I'm alone, yeah. So that is why it's getting me off to cook beef.
Okay.
Did you hear me, ma?
Yeah, what with you?
So I like it, like, do it that way. But if you cannot do it that way, leave it. Don't just give it. Don't bother yourself.
Okay, then.
That is me for you.
It's all right, Mr. Frank. Thank you.
It's Umaro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chifu.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. I am shocked. Beans, oil, salt, sugar, groundnut, garri.
That's not balanced. That's Banyan's.
No.
Banyan's diet.
No comment. No comment. Anyway, more calls. What childish things do you still do as an adult? Hello? Yeah, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I work today.
Awesome.
Benga, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
It's Sunday calling from Oshodi.
Okay.
Oh, Sunday, talk to us.
I just call you people to appreciate your hard work.
Thank you.
I love your program. So may God Almighty be with you, both of you.
Amen.
Amen.
And also, Ada, please, are you forgetting about me, Ada?
No, I haven't.
Ada, my situation is getting worse. I am here like this, and I'm thinking of committing suicide sometimes.
Come on.
I swear.
Come on, no.
I am thinking of poisoning myself sometimes.
Please.
My situation is getting worse. And I'm tired of sitting down at home.
It hasn't gotten to that level. Please.
Take care, Ada.
It's all right. 99.3 Nigeria in for more calls. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. This is Moyo.
Hello.
This is Moyo. Good morning.
Okay, Moyo.
You're sexy Moyo.
Yeah. Well, I like music a lot.
Moyo, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Okay, Moyo, you have to call back and be audible. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. James from Solo.
James, welcome. James, tell us. I know you're a man. You're now a chief, eh? But tell us the childish things you still do as an adult, those things that you hide from your kids or your wife or your girlfriend from seeing.
For now, in those days, I used to play fella. There was one game that we used to play. We call fella.
Okay.
So I used to perform very well. This other one, ice cream. It's like you're asking me direct. I'm an ice cream fan, and if I eat it, sit here, the other bottom of it.
Yeah, it's a WhatsApp group.
I would tear the both sides. The
other side. So the last part, everything will come out.
See, now, that doesn't look anybody. If you want to look somebody, you will not do what you want to do. I did not come to look at people. So, till now, I like ice cream. Mala will not pass without me buying it. Always save money in my pocket for it.
Are you serious? You buy from Malam. So you buy that the sachet one and you chew it afterwards, Abi?
Yes, now. So there's no age limit for ice cream. Thank you.
My dear, we should link up. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Benga, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay. Well, for me, growing up, I used to have this habit of lip sucking.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I still find myself doing it even at this older age. I don't get it.
You still do?
Honestly. Most I don't even know when I do it, honestly. I don't know when I do them.
Wow.
Another thing is talking to myself. Most times my neighbors will be like, "Oh God, now you and who they talk all the time, sir? What's wrong with you?" And it's just so difficult to stop.
I can imagine. But you're managing it well, Abby. Because trust me, it's not easy.
Yeah. At least each time I remember that I'm doing it, I'll take the correction. Unlike when I was still a kid. My mama did pushing me that time. Okay.
It's all right. Thanks for calling. Remember, we're also sharing our best childhood memories. If you have any you want to share, please do well to share. The other time I did this, you all laughed at me, Abby. I have another story to share, Bob. I'm not ready for you guys to laugh at me. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, welcome back, Moyo.
Yeah, happy Children's Day.
Thank you, and same to you, your child.
Oh, no, I remember that time when I was with you. Any music that came out from me, I'm going to buy a music book. The band, Westlife, Backstreet Boys, Celine Dion. Plantation Boys, Sapling, on Apple the CD. I'll not believe it with my music book.
Are you serious?
There's only music I cannot sing. Then, any song I can sing it.
And you still do it, Abby?
I still do it too, I will not lie. Yes.
You still do when we have phones, we have internet, there's technology.
No, I use my phone. I download some music on my phone.
So,
I want to watch it again. You know, I've been the last one when I started to share food, the last portion.
Portion, the sweet gone.
I'm the last one now. You guys should know for me now.
Oh, you are blackmailing them, the last one, Abby.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, you know, stop it. Yeah. I'm the last one.
You guys
should stop it now. Give me the last portion.
Last one, Bawu.
Put it inside the pot. I'm still doing it now.
You're still doing it?
Yes.
So what would you now do when you get to your husband's house and you have children? You'll be telling your children, I'm the last one, no? Let me eat too.
I just don't understand. I have to read it before I'm trying to do it now. That has one thing that is really affecting us, you know. You understand?
It's affecting you.
Sometimes we feel like a baby. Sometimes you're going up now. Stop this one. I think good. Bad dog, for God's sake. Stop this thing. So now I'm trying to reduce it.
Oh. Good memories. Anyway, thank you so much for calling and thanks for sharing. Okay. Good old days. Benga, Can you remember a time where you're like, oh, I can't wait to be an adult?
Ah, lots of times. I even packed my clothes so I was leaving this house.
You know, what did they do to you?
I think my mom flogged me in a way. I just went and packed my stuff.
You felt like you were adopted?
Yeah, I felt like I'm leaving this house, you know. But really, had I known. Had I known that adulting is difficult, you know. You were, most of the time on Saturdays in our house,
yeah,
it's for beans.
Okay.
Either the normal beans or akara or moi moi. Just, it just have to be beans. So because of that, I feel like, I don't like beans. So I feel like, mom, let's just have spaghetti. And I'll be like, will you shut up there? This is my house.
Oh, wow.
You just have to. So those times, let me just have my own place. Let me just, and it was one of the reasons why I had to leave the house early to get my own place, though. Because I was so eager to be an adult. I was so eager. Had I known.
I remember a time, I don't know what I did, but I was properly disciplined. And I got angry. I said I wasn't going to eat.
Okay.
My mom asked me to go eat. I was like, nah, I'm upset. I'm not eating in this house again. In my head, they were going to come beg me. My mom didn't even say a word. She just left me. I think that was in the afternoon, evening, let's say 3, 4, 5, thereabout. She didn't say a word. It got to 7 p.m. I was hungry. But I was still there for me, hot girl. No, these people, they'll beg me.
You
we said our night prayer. Everyone entered their room. I got to my room, I was staring at the ceiling. Sleep calm now, no way. I'd have been peaceful, no way. I was restless. I waited until past 10 to 11. No one knocked on my door. Hey, are you okay? Are you not going to eat? My brothers were sleeping and snoring. That's how I tiptoed to the kitchen. Me, I don't like cold food. And there was no light to use the microwave, nothing. And you dare not put on the gas. You did all right. So I carried, it was beans and rice mixed.
Oh dear.
I carried it to my room. I was eating like a thief. My mom came, she opened the door and just pointed a torch at me. I was like, see your head like Mumu.
You're fried out the window.
You know where? You want to be angry, but you can't because you're eating the food they asked you to eat a couple of hours ago. No. And in the morning, I was the talk of the house.
Oh,
my
dear.
Brothers laughed at me. Since that day, no matter how angry I am with anyone, it doesn't get to food. Yeah, I might be pissed. Yeah, we're talking. I'm like, what you did? No, you don't try that. I don't like it. No, no, no. But let's eat. I'll eat all and continue. You see that thing where you do? It pain me. You see my stomach? I don't joke with it anymore. We do the vex switch that side. Anyway, we'll call 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 809-597-5805. Ladies, the number is 014-657-190. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Some of the childhood recollections I could make.
Yeah.
I just took me to books like Aki and the Dover Boy, Kiki and the River, African Night Entertainment, Tom Brown School Days. Those were kindergarten of earlier periods of a man's life. And the one I can remember is that I was fond of eating granite and bole.
Oh, wow.
Anytime I have granite and bole. You know bole?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Fond of it. And I'm still fond of eating it till today. And
oh, yeah.
I was in the habit of putting granite in my pocket.
How? Why?
My Zakina called me one day. I said, oh, I see granite in your pocket. What did you put? I say sometimes I mistakenly put up there. I laughed.
And my wife called me one day, said she was watching one of my shorts. She saw garrote inside the pocket. I said, ah, those habits, they die hard.
Oh, dear. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, mine was chewing gum.
Ah, no, you dare not do that in my parents' house.
For real?
You dare not.
You dare were against not. Chewing gum.
Oh, my God. That's, the red flag is so red.
Are you
it's
for
dead
real?
Sentence, literally.
So I was always getting gum, and then nightfall, I'd have gone through it now. No way, I'll go to bed with it. So I was finding my way around it until one day it fell off while I was asleep. And I rolled over it. So I had the gum on my hair, the bed, the pillow, and all. My dad, who is removing it, carried the whole day. So he made me carry that the whole day.
Really?
Yeah. Like the gum on my hair. And since then,
really?
No matter how much I chew gum, when it's 6-7, I just go throw it away.
No, I remember a time like that. You know, there was this, when you eat eba, and you don't wash your hands, and you sleep like that. It has never happened to me before, but I don't know, maybe it has happened to some people, maybe, who listen, and they sleep like that. They said the rats will come and bite your fingers, and it feels as if the rat eats it and blows air into it and eats it. And it has never happened to me, but I used to feel like I've heard of stories that these things happen to me. My friend would come to school and say, ah, this rat, he bit my fingers. And you ever experienced that kind of thing before?
No.
It happened to my cousin. It happened to some of my mates back then. But if this has happened to you before, just send in a text, okay? Or maybe call in and tell us if this thing is actually true.
True that. Have you ever been bitten by a rat?
No.
I mean, I hear stories like that. How true is that? And they say...
I've never been bitten
by a rat. People say that when that happens, it blows, just like you said.
Yeah, it like blows air.
Please, how true is that?
And, you know, it leaves some sort of little injuries on your fingers.
What parts do they eat? Anybody part or something?
I think your fingers, because the eba is still all over your hands, the stew.
Oh,
and
they eat the parts so that, you know, has stuff.
Exactly. So they blow air into, and they might bite off your skin as well.
So what about people that claim that they get bitten by rats, maybe their feet or something?
That one is not a right one.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know that one.
Anyway, let's quiz in the text.
All right, this one says, hey guys, what's up? Ah, da, nice work you guys are doing there. I like to link up with Moyo na hot kiku. Yeah, Moyo,
Moyo
the usual
said
color.
No, no. Yeah, she's not interested. Yo, should just leave her to rest. Leave her to rest. She's not interested.
Exactly.
That the person she once loved, the person took her for granted. So she's taking her time to heal. Moon, I rest. What childish things do you still do? Hey, Benga, you haven't said this. The childish things you still do. I don't know the name of this paper. It's like a nylon paper when you buy electronics. It
has that thing.
Do you know I still do it?
We all do.
Not everyone, come on. Some people are now adults, but I am sitting in that WhatsApp group. Now, these are things I do in my closet. I just lock my door, do these things for fun. And when I come out, I'm like, yeah, hi, my name is Adele Blessing.
And to those who still stick their fingers in their nose.
Ah, I don't do that.
The Lord knows they are just yours. To those who do that. And some will still put it in their mouth. God knows
come
the address.
On.
God knows
come on,
the address.
Benga, it's not that bad.
Okay. Okay.
I don't believe people do that.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
People okay. still...
Okay.
I know adults still
do I would say more than
fingers.
That. But I'm just saying to those who do, it's Children's Day. God knows the address to your house. I would say more than that.
People still chew their fingers. I know that.
No, that chew fingers. I think that one is... I think that one just cuts across all ages.
Not all. I don't.
No, I don't as well. What? You dare not even do that in my house. Like, they will so flog you.
Who?
You
know,
your mom? Yeah, my folks, yeah.
But your dad, the disciplinarian?
Yeah, both of... My dad was the cool one, but my mom was like, oh, dear. Oh, dear Lord.
All right, it's a feel-good Friday, so we'll be going on this break. And when we get back, we'll be switching things up. Like I said, we have about 3 topics tonight. Yes, so I just want to put everything in. So by next week, we come with, interesting topics, more interesting topics, because I've been procrastinating these topics for way too long. So I just had to put in this topic about kids, the first R, because it's Children's Day, and I'm a child. I can't wait to get my gift, like chocolate, teddy bears, ice creams. What's that thing called? Kuli kuli.
No, there's this. I saw the English word, but
no, we can't remember it. Don't worry.
Peanut candy. You know, just gel.
You know, go well.
Kuli kuli. Leave out kuli kuli, please. It should be on the internet. It should be in the dictionary. Granite bars. I beg. Mama, I beg, I won't buy granite bars.
And they'll be like, what? I don't get to. You know,
give me quilly quilly, yeah.
Coming up next is a song by Ruga. This one is called Snapchat. Remember, it's the Feel Good Friday. We play just like that too. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. This is The Chat Station. And right about now, it is a soul therapy segment. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences during the previous segment. I did mention that we have about 3 topics, and I'm really trying to squeeze in all of them before we get into the dark room. And this one, thankfully, my parents are not listening. Yeah, I can bet my life on that. They're not listening. They're not even in Lagos right now, so I can call them out with my full chest. Now, I want us to, still in line, celebrating children, I want us to talk about our parents right now. Yeah, what's that thing your parents used to do while you were younger that you've made up your mind never to do when you become a parent? Yes, we're celebrating kids today. It's Children's Day, like I said. Today, being the 27th of May, is a day set aside, you know, to celebrate children all over, you know, the nation. And it's a day for adults to remember their childhood experiences. So yes, we've shared that during the first segment. Now, I want us to talk about our parents. What's that thing your parents used to do while you were younger that you've made up your mind never to do when you become a parent? I think I'll go first. Okay. Well, I don't think I would want to discipline my kids, like my dad in particular, the way he did. My dad believed, he so much believed in spare the rod and spoil the child. And that wasn't it for me. My mom was more of the, okay, she sit it down, talk to you, you know, pierce your heart with words and stuff. But my dad, he believes so much in koboko belts, you know, things like that. And at some point, I got used to it. Did that change me? No. Was I pretending? Oh, yes, I was. So I wouldn't want to do that at all. I think I'll just try my best. Not easy, though. Aside the fact that I want us to call us our parents, we have to give them credit. It's actually very difficult to raise a child. It is. So I think I'll try my best to understand my child or my children and then follow them the way they want. Like, what works for them? Oh, okay, this child of mine, I think this works for him or this works for her. That's it. But not feeling like, oh, okay, if you beat them, they're going to have sense, they're going to be responsible and stuff like that. No, it didn't work for me. So that's for me. And that's number one, though. I'll be listing them all, but I think I need to open up the phone lines now so I hear from you. We'll really try to manage time so we get into the dark room. I promised yesterday that we were going to be having the dark room again tonight, so I'll try for us to achieve that. What's the thing your parents used to do while you were younger that you've made up your mind never to do when you become a parent? Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And my ladies, the number is 014-657-190. Before I take phone calls, let me squeeze in this WhatsApp messages. All right, this one here, read. Hey, I slept off once after eating a bar without washing my hands. This rat ate my hands. So since then, I know they lose guard like that again. Put money from Ojo. Really? like things like that really do happen. Good morning, Ajada. The challenging things I still do till now is riding bicycle. Come on, that's fun. I still do it. Chewing gums and also playing with the light switch. Collins race. Collins, why are you making me feel like we live together? Like we literally live together. I still play with light switch, though not mine. I mean, if it gets bad, I have to fix it. So I don't play with mine. People's own. And people's doorbell. Oh, I do that a lot. Riding bicycle, I don't think it's for... adults do it as well. I do that as a form of exercise. Yeah. So, we do similar things. Yeah, I would say. Yes, good morning, Ada. One thing my parents used to do back then that I did not like and I would not want to take that to my home. Oh, wow. Wow. Punishing us from morning till late afternoon if we did something bad. Oh, really? I don't understand, though. But why were some parents that mean to their kids? There was a time my parents disciplined me. It got to a point that I felt, oh, okay, I think I was adopted. Mm-mm. These people did not give birth to me. No way. They didn't. Okay, hello? Oh, wow. Sad to say, I think these phone lines are acting up. But please utilize the WhatsApp number if it's acting up. Yes, just noticing. Utilize the WhatsApp number if it's acting up. Let's do this. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
So.
Oh dear. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So.
Back up. Yeah, what's the thing your parents used to do while you were younger that you feel like you might never do?
That's what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, growing up, I was brought up by strict parents. My parents were very, very strict. So, and that's one thing I wouldn't want to use in training my own kids tomorrow.
How strict were they?
Especially my dad. My dad would apparently not allow me to play around with my peers. I wouldn't even leave the house. I can't even come downstairs.
Are you serious?
This man would go out and lock us upstairs. Man, my dad was very, very strict. And secondly, there's this thing commonly within African parents whereby you commit an offense and they will leave you to the middle of the night. Yeah, something that you committed since morning. They will not punish you that moment, though. They will just calm down, behave as if they didn't even observe what you
exactly.
Then, that time in the middle of the night, when you'll be sleeping, they'll not come and wake you up to punish you for something you. That is not fair, nah.
He said that's not fair. You, why were you doing bad things? Why?
You should understand that. Everybody had their own childhood memories.
I refuse to understand.
So I wouldn't want to tell my kids that way. No.
So what kind of parent would you want to be? You discipline them immediately, and that's it.
Yes.
Oh,
like
wow.
When they did something wrong, you punish them accordingly to what they did. And while punishing them, you kind of tell them, hey, Junior, I'm flogging you because of so. Sometimes when my dad flogged me, I won't even know the reason why he's flogging me. Maybe something that I did some time ago that I've already forgotten.
He was trying to put you in check. He was just trying to put you in check.
He just tired me. So I don't like that pattern of upbringing. No.
But you're going to beat your kids, Abby. You buy cane for them.
Of course, why would I?
Ah, really? He's even saying, of course.
No, it's not as if I will buy cane, no. But at least when they do something wrong, you caution them and put them to order. Let them know that what they did is not good. It's normal. But I don't buy the idea of flogging my kids with broom, their belt, slipper. You get a report, my mama not get that away at this more. Even pot of soup. The last thing my mom would do is to chase you, trying to flog you. if you make a step, your slippers, there faster than her legs, sir. You could just hear them for your head. Forget to. I don't want to train my own kids that way anyway.
Okay.
So that's what I want to say.
Okay.
I don't want to be a great parent.
Oh, same here.
I want
here.
To be a very loving dad. A super dad as that
matter. Oh, he said super dad.
So that my kids will be proud of me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. Okay. Thanks for Take sharing. Care. Okay. You see that midnight vlogging? No, we have to give up some level of quality. Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Is this Oluwa Dalenti?
Yes, this is Oluwa Dalenti.
How was work today?
Oh boy, I thought they come inside your.
Wow.
Yes, in the night, I did 3 days now, today and tomorrow.
Well done.
Thank
Welcome.
You. Oh boy. My own, when they do me too much, I want to get to themselves.
What did they do you too much? You can't be saying that you've been stubborn well. You've been stressed them.
No, I'm stubborn, but you know, I stress them. But do you know, I learned book through the hard way.
How? Tell me.
So I learned book because that I was dull in my primary school.
Okay.
Are you catching it?
Mm-hmm.
I repeated class.
Yeah.
Either primary 4 or primary 3, one of those things. So taking a report at home, going home, and I use I went to Penta shop, and I use white paint. And paint that position they gave me. And I write my own position. No knowing that
at
the bottom of the result. Are you getting me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
At the bottom of the result is where you write fill and repeat. I forget to cancel those ones.
So wait, what did you change it to? From what to what?
I changed the result from 15 to 4th. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So not knowing at the bottom of the result is where I repeat, fail and repeat. Yeah. And you know, my father is a military man. You don't talk.
Oh, he saw it and he didn't say anything.
He's not saying anything.
Anyway.
He just allowed me to sleep. Ah. I wake up on midnight. Now you're the chairman. Now give me a name. Ah. An hour. I said, only an hour this night.
This I just want to laugh.
Who's your an hour? He said, an hour. I said, wake up an hour, wake up. And I woke up. He said, what happened to your result? I said, like, and daddy, I took 4. He land me slap at
camera. You were still lying.
Yeah. Daddy, you understand? He slapped me at camera. I don't know what to talk. Oh, but my brothers, everybody bust laugh. You understand? There's a stage in Spain, they did something to me, and I said, sure, so this is when they bomb me, so. But, babe, and if you can't check out, that training works for me.
Oh.
You understand?
Yeah.
That training works for me. There's one day, because I'm the last born of the house.
Okay.
There's one day, Baba. I'm telling them I'm hungry, I want to eat. But well, as you see, the plate was full in the kitchen that they used to out.
Oh dear.
Now say, if I don't wash it, I will not eat. Oh boy, now I say, I no go wash, I no go eat. Oh boy, nobody tell me. They're hungry, what tear my generation? And as I ask me, all these ones, the sisters, all they have got me for somewhere. But long as all those things keep me going. Boy. That my night was not good.
What happened?
I know they say to go on social media for Banky W, my own Banky W.
My dear.
My own Banky W. What is Nigerian politics? That I will not go feed. What you want to do?
We'll get there.
We youth, we don't finish you.
We'll get there. Anyway. Thanks for calling the Lua, darling.
No, there's one first of all you want gist you put. Make I disobey today, I do that one.
Oh, okay. The previous segment. What's that? What did
the
you do?
The juice.
Oh, to borehole for the down part.
No, not today for working place. But those baby laugh won't die.
For working place? Ah, I did do my own for a room, oh.
Me now working place, I went to, somebody went at the feet of the aircraft, you understand?
Yeah.
And brought those juice there at the feet of the aircraft, inside the aircraft.
Mm.
Those came out there. When I said, boy, you won't go carry this and go back to the warehouse. I was in my own office. And I'll call them. When I carry on with those babies, that baby said, and our friend, they come.
Ah, they come again.
They come again. Now I call it
the Lord be your strength.
The minute that we turn the collar, you understand?
Yeah.
I just open the bottom of my cut and begin to drink up for the juice with them. Oh, boy, they laugh me one time. And I said, this is a real Lagos boy.
Why are you going to fall our hands like that? Why?
Papa, I don't know. They said, if I give, I did buy a caram bread, eat for our office. I don't plot it.
Yeah, that's our burger. That's our Nigerian burger. But it's okay. Thanks so much for calling.
Anyhow, my good night.
All right. Thank you. Good night. Nigerians, we just have our own way.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
This is Joe.
Sorry?
Joe,
where is Joe calling from?
Kurudi, I just want to greet you. You are doing a nice job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, Ada, I mean, I want to call Ada.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I am good, I can't complain.
Yeah. Okay, more blessing.
Thank you.
1 in a million.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. That's fine. Good night and bye. Hello. So sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Remember, we have a topic and we're saying, and basically I'm asking, what's the thing your parents used to do while you were younger that you've made up your mind never to do when you become a parent? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, sexy Moya.
Yeah, sexy
Moya
coming.
Yeah, welcome. Moya, you have to speak up. Hello.
Time.
Okay.
I lost a baby when I was very young, so I can remember all that time.
Moya, would you want to call back?
Can you?
Speak up now.
I'm just crying.
Okay.
My sister, my English sister, that time, to ask me, Moya, go and watch this. I was there. Your body is saying, oh, if I don't do anything, you go and watch it, please. But there's one faithful day. Mom said, Moyo, because you might call me Moyo, but I want people to come in Tosin.
They used to call you what?
Tosin, Lua Tosin.
Okay.
So she now said, yeah, Moyo, you're talking to me and watch this.
Uh-huh.
I fall sickness, okay? And I was very hungry. I was not pretending that this is only. Only I know what it's again. Taking. I have to stand up. I don't know if they're watching me at home when I was in it. I have to watch this. I say, you can watch this. I don't know. What is it? You're pretending. You're forming sickness. Now, I'm hungry. Only you won't kill your life. You stand up by yourself. So, that's good.
Okay.
All right,
Moya. Thanks for sharing. See you, kids, yeah? Some kids, let me not say all of them. I was a good child. But some kids were so mischievous. Trust me.
Good morning.
Crazy things that we're doing. Yes, good morning.
Hey, Sandy, calling from my city.
You're welcome.
This is a topic. I really enjoy this topic.
Okay.
One thing I ever knew in my life, one of my children hitting my wife.
Oh,
very bad, because I experienced that when we are young. My dad with my mom always fighting. So I will pray to God I won't ever do that in front of my kids.
In front of your kids, or you won't.
I will not
do that. Exactly.
I won't do that.
That should be the energy.
Yeah, I won't do that because it's wrong. Totally wrong.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry that you experienced that. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, and he's actually right. And trust me, I appreciate you mentioning this. Some people grew up in toxic environment. They grew up seeing their parents in abusive relationships. And some of them, like, they have that mentality that it's okay for a man to hit a woman or for a woman to be nagging unnecessarily. Like, my mama did do amna. So, please, if you grew up in such an environment, such a family, you have the time now to correct it. You might not have been able to correct it for your parents or before them or for them, but for yourself, your kids, your future, please correct it. It's not a good habit at all. In as much as we are calling our parents tonight, trying to say, oh, they had this bad habit that I wouldn't want to emulate, I wouldn't want my kids to see and all of that. If your parents were actually pretty good to you, like they were so good, I think as a child of them that you are, you should appreciate them as well. So, aside just calling the show to say, oh, they were doing this and I never want to do it, I never want to try it, feel free to appreciate them as well. Oh, growing up, my dad did this or my mom did this, and I really want to thank them. Today being Children's Day, I'm using this medium to appreciate them for this and that. And with that being said, I think I owe my parents a whole lot. The sacrifices they made. At some point, it's more like, okay, we have to put everything on hold. Let us sort out this bill of Ada. Like, she needs to fix this in school. And it was quite nice, quite beautiful. But you get to see your parents sacrificing a lot just for you to be happy. And then it was breaking my heart when I go to school and I'll see some of my friends, you know, scamming their parents. Like, why? Maybe their parents were not revealing to them how they were getting the money, that they were sending to them. But I was feeling that way because I knew how mine was coming. Like, I knew what my dad was doing, how he was suspending all the things just to attend to that need of mine. So I was pretty careful to even think of going to say, oh, give me money for this book or that project, knowing full well that I was lying. No way, I wasn't doing that. So if there's something I am going to emulate from them, it's definitely going to be a sacrificial aspect. Yeah, pretty cool to see. Like, okay, anything for my child. I didn't get to this level. Let my child get to that level. Whatever you want that I can afford as a human being, you have it. So, yes, big shout out to them. Awesome memories. Okay, back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And ladies, the number is 0146-57-190. We are talking about the things our parents used to do back then that we don't want to take to our own homes as parents. Hello, Ada. Good morning. How are you? Ada is good. Thanks for asking. Well, my parents were pretty cool, but one thing that they did that I would never want to do in front of my kids was exchanging words. That. Well, some people grew up in such homes, and it's not a good sight. I didn't, but I had a cousin whose parents were always on that table. It got to a point that I was just a family member, like a distant cousin, but going to visit them was mentally draining. I just think, as young as I was, oh, going to these people's house now, I'll go there and they'll be fighting. I'll not even enjoy myself, watch TV or something. So it was even affecting me. And now thinking about it, I'm just thinking of the effects it had on their kids. So please, we have just 27 minutes before we call it a day, and I promise that we have in the dark room. So please, my darling, if you can, if you must, avoid exchanging words before your kids. Hello?
Hello, Ada, please.
Yes, lucky last caller on this segment.
Hello?
Lucky last caller, can you speak up?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
My name is Mutbao.
Your name is?
Mutbao for IB.
Okay.
I said, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Tell me. We're running out of time. What's the thing your parents used to do while you were younger that you've made up your mind never to do when you become a dad?
So I just on my radio now, so I don't really know.
I just asked you the question. What's the thing your parents used to do while you were younger that you wouldn't want to do when you become a dad?
So my mom, she used to beat me once in a while.
She's a what?
I said my mom.
Yeah.
Used to beat me once in a while.
Used to feed you?
Beat you. Yes.
Oh wow.
When I have done something wrong.
Okay.
So I now decided that if I have a child, whenever the boy upsets me, I don't think I'll beat him that, but I'll just try to correct him.
So how are you going to be correcting your child? How?
So I will show him that what is very, very wrong. Is wrong.
Mm.
Because the beating is somehow.
Okay.
The beating is somehow.
So you just show your child, oh, this thing you did, it's very wrong. And what if that doesn't work?
You said?
What if that doesn't work? What if you talk to your child about what?
No,
I will
beat him to an extent. What I'm trying to say here is that I won't beat him that much. I will beat him to an extent, maybe like
To an extent. So if I get this correctly, are you trying to tell me that your mom was beating you so badly? Like, was she injuring you at some point after beating you?
If I remember then, when I'm child, at times I used to get angry.
Oh, wow.
I used to get angry.
Hmm.
How about...
So sorry about that.
How about Mr. Benga?
Benga is good. He has gone home.
Okay, he has gone home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So... But I want to say something, Ada.
Okay.
One of your caller yesterday, or day before yesterday, he was asking that whether you are married.
Mm.
But what I want to know now is that, are you a married man or a proper man?
Do you want to marry me?
Hey, good.
Answer.
No, I like you. Give me chance.
Do you? They will come after you. From Oluwa Chukwudi to Mr. Frank, all of them. Okay.
Okay, he's the one that I'm asking. Question.
Is the one that what?
I say he's the one that asked the question, yes.
No, it wasn't Mr. Frank. But all the same, my dad is not married. So you want to marry me? No problems. Let's go to Calabar now.
Okay, you are unmarried.
Not married.
Okay, no problem. Then I want to add your Instagram.
That's serious. Don't worry, I'll call it at the end of the show. All right, dear. Thanks for calling.
I'm expecting your call.
No, I'm not going to call you. I will call out my Instagram handle at the end of the show.
Okay.
Yes.
No problem.
All right, then. Thank you. Okay. Oh, dear. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have just 22 more minutes before we call it a day. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for being part of the show. I'm trying to rush things so we get into the dark room. We've spent a whole lot of time here. But hey, it's because we're kids. And I told you before now that I'm excited, particularly excited about today's topics, because I am a child and I'm expecting my chocolates, ice creams, peanut butter. What else do kids like? Balloons and everything. Yeah, everything. You call me baby. I call you baby yourself. So let's do more like exchange of gifts. But regardless, if you have kids, make sure you appreciate them today. And even as a child that you are to your parents, some of our parents, they really don't have that much to give towards anymore. And we've stopped collecting from them. Like some of us stopped like way back. So if you have a lot on you right now, not really a lot, if you have, I think you should appreciate them. Yeah, yes, it's Children's Day, but hit them up and tell them, hey, happy Children's Day. I'm sending you this. Just have fun. Thanks for having me. Thanks for, you know, bringing me to this world. I'm glad being your child. You know, just make them feel special. They are parents. Some of them have really been through a lot to make you who you are today. They made a whole lot of sacrifices for you to be here. So if you can appreciate them, please do. It's very, very necessary, and it's such a beautiful thing. So happy Children's Day. And aside your kids, you have your neighbor's kids, you have kids around that you know they're struggling with one thing or the other. If you can't put a smile on the face of a child or faces of children, faces of different children, if you can't, please do that. Give them gifts. With their parents' consent, you can take them out. But sadly, Nigeria is how it is, so you have to be careful. I wouldn't advise you to give people's kids food, but if you can get them gifts, school stuff, books, pencils, you know, things like that, if you can pay one's fees, please do. Make a child happy today. Thank you so much for always being on the other side. So we'll quickly go on this break, and then when we get back, it'll be the dark room where we keep it 100% sexual. Yesterday was quite amazing, and I can't wait to experience it again. So the dark room, it's basically where we talk about sex, and we have 10 questions ranging from 1 to 10. All you have to do is turn off the lights in your room and then call me, pick a number from 1 to 10, ask you the questions, and then we get talking. That simple. Coming up next is a song by GK. This one is called Soldier. Welcome back. This is the Chart Station, and right about now, it is the dark room, the moment where we talk about you. We talk about your doings, you know what I mean, and we keep it 100. This segment is rated 18, highly rated 18, and you have to have some balls, you know, the courage and stuff to be able to be a part of the show. So if you know that you don't have the strength, you don't have the boldness to talk about anything and everything live on the radio, please, it's not for you. Just go and sleep, all right? So let's have fun. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about your plan for the weekend and your buddy, basically. So we have 10 questions from 1 to 10. All you have to do is hit the studio line 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Or you dial the number 014. That's for ladies, though. 014-657-190. Hit me up, pick a number, and we get talking. That simple. But please keep it real. Okay, who do we have here? Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. So we keep the fun going. Hello?
Hello, I got blessing.
Blessing if you run.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you. Good morning. If you run tonight, I'll come to where you are.
Dark room, right?
Yes, we're in the dark room.
Okay, let me choose question number nine.
Blessing, are you ready?
I'm listening.
Why are you laughing? Okay, Blessing.
If it is the one that I will just let me know.
Eh?
It's the one that we just found now. Let me know.
Okay. What parts of your body will the guy touch that would make you feel horny?
What part of my body?
Yeah, will the guy touch that would make you feel horny?
That a guy miss
would touch someone. Would touch that would put you in the mood.
Ah. I have this nice place.
Okay.
I have this very nice place. Even if it is not my guy's self, many people admire my place.
How do they see it?
I don't know how to wear bra. And the best is still standing.
You're in that WhatsApp group.
Honestly. And the best is still standing. That is why. I don't wear bra. I'm just my friend. Even myself, I always touch my breast. Honestly.
You touch your breast?
I touch my breast sometimes if I'm looking near. I'll say, oh, wow, I love my breast and I love my tummy.
Amazing. So if a guy should just touch your breast, you're down. If a guy should touch your breast, you're down.
Oh my.
Just touch, or not even suck. Just touch.
Honestly, very, very sensitive.
Amazing. Okay, blessing. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
It's okay. No comment. Hello? 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 Oh. Oh, okay. Call back if that was you, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. Hello? Mm-hmm. Who's home?
Hello?
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Messi.
Your name is Messi?
Yes.
Okay, Messi. You are in the dark room. Please pick a number.
Number 5.
I like this. Number 5. What should a guy do to make you wet? Give us every step.
What should a guy do
to make you wet?
By him sucking my, licking my face.
Okay. That all?
Yes, but he's putting me in a mood so I can wait.
Just by licking your clit or what?
Yes, I will lick it, fucking my body.
Messi, why are you shy now? Talk to me. You're talking to just me.
Okay, by him licking inside my private part.
Okay.
I can't feel in my mood.
That makes you wet. So when last did you get this feel?
Just yesterday.
Mercy, yesterday. I bet as you're saying this, you're thinking of somebody, Abby.
No.
See, you're not having a mental picture of anybody.
No, I don't. I'm married. It's my husband.
You're having a mental picture of your husband now. As you're telling me now that, okay, licking it.
Only him and him alone.
Only him and him alone. That's good. That's good. I love the fact that you're having fun. You're enjoying yourself in marriage. Okay. Well done, baby girl.
Thank you.
Okay, amazing stuff. Do well to take care of yourself. All right. Bye. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. I feel like calling Communicator so we just fixed that competition. There's a name for it. He calls it I can't even remember. I wish Benga was here. Yeah, Benga has just been saying that all day. Okay, this is the dark room. It's not about me, it's about you. We have questions from 1 to 10. All you have to do is dial the studio line. Pick a number and we get talking. Remember, you have to set up the lights in your room, your house, wherever you are. You can grab a bottle of anything that puts you in the mood. And then when you call, be ready to talk about anything and everything live on the radio. That simple. Who do we have here?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Lucky. Can I put my mouth in this matter?
You want to put your mouth... put your mouth where?
This matter now, let me conclude my own.
You have to pick a number.
Okay, I pick number 5. Sorry.
5 is not available.
Hello?
Pick another number.
Number 7.
Okay, we have number 7. In which position do you come the hardest? What's that sexual position? Oh, wow. And you wanted to come and choke your mouth. in the one that did not concern you, Abby. You wanted to come and talk to her. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
What's up?
Ada is good. Is this Oluwa Darlington?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Oluwa Darlington calling back now.
I asked, is this Oluwa Darlington? You didn't answer, so I thought it was someone else. Okay, Oluwa Darlington, welcome back. You're in the dark room. Please pick a number.
Why always dark room? I need original. Okay, let's see. Number four.
Oluwa Darlington.
Simple one.
Wait,
simple one.
Have I said anything about the question being difficult?
Simple question. Don't give me the one that is hard.
Oluwa Darlington, how many sex positions have you tried so far?
This one is hard, though.
Now you pick them now.
Please, you go change your mind. They do every election don't they now.
Wow. And now you they complain about youth. Now you they tell me make I change. I need a change. You don't pick number four. You don't pick number four. Just think now. Just think.
Let's say like five different styles.
All your life. Five.
Yeah.
Mention them.
We buy room.
Okay.
Dog style.
Okay.
Which one again now? Which one? Oh, I don't remember all this.
You don't remember the names, but you did do them.
Oh, boy. I didn't remember. Some I know the name now. There are plenty. Some they just do. Why? That question too much. You look at people when I give you a hard question. You're not good. You're not a good lecturer.
Oh, wow. And are you there to find credibility, Abby, for election?
Okay.
Well done. All right, Oluwa Darlington. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, take care.
All right, my dear. He said I should change it. We have just 4 more minutes. 99.3 Nigeria. If I don't know about you, but trust me, I'm so happy to fall in the dark room. You know what? Next week, I'll try and make it about me. But tonight, no, it's about you. Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Diamond.
Where's Diamond calling from?
Magodo.
Okay, Diamond. You're in the dark room.
I figured.
Mm-hmm. So pick a number.
It has to be that special number. Hope it's available.
What special number?
The figure I like the most.
The what?
The figure I love the most. That's
eight. Nice. Okay, number 8. Where's number 8? Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, can you be a bit louder, though? I can.
Really?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you ready?
Very ready, yeah.
Tell us, where do you like to be touched? I even want to learn where men love to be touched. Where?
I think, from my research, actually, it's only a handful of us that actually like being there's only a handful of us that get aroused when there's contact on the nipples.
Okay.
So it's really weird because even at work or anywhere, like in a bus for instance, when someone just goes by and brushes my nipples, it's really, really, really embarrassing.
Wait, you're that sensitive?
Crazy. And it started like when I turned a certain age because I didn't even know there was anything like that, and I can't have sex without it, actually. That's how embarrassing it is.
Oh, wow.
So I kept on asking people that I was getting with, and then other male friends, but not everyone actually even cares about the nipples. I'm like, how do you guys do this? How? And how did I ever get honey without contacting my nipple? So for me, it has to be the nipple, nowhere else.
Amazing. Okay. And now I know.
Yeah, no.
So whenever I see you, not saying I'm going to touch it, but when I see you.
I mean, if you would do us the favor of picking one last question and just answering that one. Yeah.
No.
By yourself.
No. We'll do that next week because we don't even have the time. We have just 20 more seconds.
Okay. Yeah. So, how was your day?
Okay. Yesterday was good. We're just an hour 59 minutes into today. So yeah, so far so good.
It's my friend's birthday. I want to say a big shout out to Victoria Skin. It's her birthday today, and I pray that she has a long and prosperous life, and we both get to do this life, you know, together for a long, long time.
That's cool. Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Ada Blessing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well done. All right. Thank you. And happy birthday to you, Victoria. Yeah, we celebrate with you. Thank you so much. It's 2:00. I feel like continuing, but we have to go. Remember, it's weekend. Some of you are going to hang out. You're going to be out there. Remember of, when did this happen? 2 days ago, a popular TikToker, Oscar Brown. Yeah, according to reports, he was poisoned by his friend. Please be very careful out there. I'm not saying don't have friends, don't go out, but if you're out, try as much as possible to watch over what you drink, what you eat. If you must step out, finish what you have at hand. When you return, you can order for a new one or don't continue. When you go home, sleep or you drink at home. Just be safe out there, okay? The heart of man is evil. Do your best, and we do hope that by God's grace, we get to conquer. Thank you so much. Ada Blessing is my name on Instagram. I am at Ada Blessy, AdaBlezy. On Instagram, on Twitter, at Ada_Blezy, AdaBlezy. We are at Nigerian Food FM Lagos on Instagram and at Nigerian Food FM on Twitter. Thank you so much for always being on the other side of the radio. I really do appreciate, and I'm saying good night and sleep well. So I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Fact, followed by a repeat broadcast of Sunnyside, and that of the Morning Crossfire. Then 5:00 will be the live broadcast of the Morning Crossfire. And of course, we have amazing shows all lined up for you. All you have to do is keep your radio dialed and locked onto 99.3 Nigeria Info. Take care and good night.